Heroes of the Fucking Storm. So, Blizzard, as you know, are constantly changing and evolving their games. What? Do I have any Slavic roots? No, I'm a cult, dude. We were born with whiskey in our fucking veins. We're constantly changing and evolving not only our games, but how we support and grow them. This evolution is vital to our ability to continue doing what we love to do, making great games, and that's what makes Blizzard, Blizzard. Just going to pop myself back in now. Blizzard isn't Blizzard anymore. In fact, Blizzard has had a history of getting rid of all of the fucking old school Blizzard staff. We all saw Mike Morhaime paraded around at BlizzCon like a fucking guy going to the fucking gallows. See you, Mike. Yeah, we bye. They Blizzard isn't Blizzard anymore. They did a big power merger, and now all the people that were fully into Blizzard as a community kind of thing, where it was a bunch of nerds who were just making great games, ripping off Games Workshop and doing what they were doing, they're all gone, man. Now it's a money-making media company. Welcome to the future, where all the art you love is fucking monetized. Right? It's all monetized, and the people who have the artistic visions, you know? What's that? Listen, so I heard a rumor. Well, you know, listen, I heard it from somebody very credible that Mike Morhaime, like internal to Blizzard, let's say, Mike Morhaime had already been fucking sidelined for a long, long time. You want to know why? He was telling people that he didn't think Overwatch was esports ready, and the Activision guys were going, well, listen, we got a lot fucking invested in this, Mike, so keep those fucking opinions to yourself, and boom. And lo and behold, he was marginalized, put on the sides, and now he's out the fucking door. Legendary guy who built the fucking, you know, helped build Blizzard, helped make it what it was. And Mike wasn't even fucking wrong by the fucking way, you know. He thought he was entitled to a fucking opinion after basically building the company, idiot, you know. So yeah, you know, unbelievable how they treated him. But let's just scroll down. And let's go. We've also evaluated our plans around Heroes Esports. After looking at all of our priorities and options in light of the change with the game, the Heroes Global Championship and Heroes of the Dorm will not return in 2019. This was another very difficult decision for us to make. The love that the community has for these programs is deeply felt by everyone who works on them, but we ultimately feel this is the right decision versus moving forward in a way that would not meet the standards that players and fans have come to expect. While we don't make these decisions lightly, we do look to the future excited about what the decisions will mean for our other live games, Overwatch, and all the projects we have in the works, franchising Call of Duty. We appreciate all of our hardworking developers and everyone in the Blizzard community and look forward to sharing many more epic gaming experiences with you in the future. J. Allen Brack and Ray Gresko. Now, just so you know, by the way, you might recognize these names. Back when World of Warcraft, WoW Arena, if you guys go that far back, WoW Arena had more viewers than Counter-Strike and Halo combined. In fact, if you know your history, ESL used to have a show dedicated to WoW Arena. Joe Miller and Too Good were the commentators on that. WoW Arena was a big fucking deal for esports back in the day. So much so, CGS, in partnership with Dell, even ran a WoW Arena tournament, which is completely fucking forgotten about. What they don't want to tell you is that, you know, our friends this is the guy who fucked that up. Because they didn't want third parties running WoW events. Stop me if this sounds familiar. They didn't want third parties running WoW events unless they absolutely gave express permission, which is why you only ever saw ESL do it, and that was only because of the Intel sponsorship. And the only people who were allowed to do it were the CGS that once, which was a complete fucking flop, and pretty much Blizzard themselves. They stifled the growth of the biggest esport at the fucking time because they didn't understand what esports is and don't know how to fucking work an esport and still don't to this fucking day. So let's fast forward a little bit. Heroes of the Storm. So I used to be really well liked by Blizzard. I know this is super hard for you guys to believe. But I remember it happened... you know, I'd written some reports, and Blizzard really liked them because it helped shine a light on the game in a positive light. Blizzard actually really liked my stance where I called out big organizations for not keeping their promises. Basically, when I wrote like Land of Broken Promises, which is quite a famous piece from like 2010, 2011, it was one of the building blocks of my career that helped me get to where I am today. Blizzard employees were saying to me, thank God you're calling these people out because it's only going to hurt StarCraft and StarCraft 2's growth and all of this. And we don't agree with what they're doing. We don't want people to use our game to get fucking famous at the expense of our community. And I was like, oh, cool. So they actually liked my journalism, even though my journalism was about negative stuff. And I even remember one time I was on the, you get this little fucked up train if you want, if you go to a DreamHack Winter, you go to Jan Sherping. You can do it by, if you go there late at night, you get an overnight coach and it's a bus. But if you go in the day, you get a train. And one time I was getting a train and all the Blizzard employees were on there. And they went, oh, Richard, you know, come over, right? Because they like me. And I went, oh, okay, cool. And they were all going like, you know, oh, I love your stuff. Love it. You know, blah, blah, blah. Great to see you. And we were all talking and hanging out. And they said, we love the fact that you wreck Riot games all the time. And it's like, it just takes all of the attention away from us. We love it. Thank you. And I was like, I only wreck Riot games because they do bad shit. Like, you realize that. Like, if you ever do bad shit, I'll wreck you guys too. And then, like, the conversation got fucking, like, straight awkward and stuff. But it was just like, what a weird thing to say. Like, oh, thanks for wrecking one of our competitors. I'm not doing it for political reasons. I'm not a Blizzard fanboy. I just think Riot are worse. Fuck up and you'll find out. So that was funny. But anyway, so... It was before Heroes of the Storm launched. Like, I used to be on all the mailing lists. This is a true fact. I was the first journalist to publish a review of StarCraft II. I know this is insane to believe. I stayed up for 72 hours after getting my advanced copy from Blizzard. I played through the campaign, didn't sleep, wrote an article, and submitted it to the website I worked for at the time called Gaming Heaven. And I was the first journalist to review StarCraft II by any stripe. This is a fact. Nobody beat me to it. Because Blizzard had me in all the advanced fucking... I've got memorabilia over there in that fucking closet, guys. Like, straight up, like, oh, shit, that must be worth money. Zerg brooches that you could only get with the journalist edition of StarCraft II. The original disc. I've got the original Blizzard press release with all the wallpapers on and the original PDF files and everything for the launch of StarCraft II. Like, I got it all, you know? Because they really, really show a lot. So, all right, hold up. You're going to see the embarrassing shorts I'm fucking wearing. Okay. Limited edition StarCraft 2 brooch is on my... It's next to my Aegis from Dota 2. So this is just... I'm not going to the closet because the closet is fucked up. Yo, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at, you fuckers? You made me readjust my window unintentionally. Yo. What the fuck? What is wrong? Like, listen. I live in fucking Vegas. It's still warm out here, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I might want to go out to the pool. I told you, as soon as the sun starts coming up, I'm off to my fucking balcony, watch the sun come up, bask in some warmth, drink some whiskey, eat some eggs. Maybe you live in some cold ass piece of shit place, but I wear shorts all the time. I only wear trousers if I go outside. So thanks anyway. Here we go. This is the limited edition StarCraft II Zerg brooch that came with the press pack. And I've never even taken it out. Let's see. Yeah, I got this, still got the thing in the back. So there's that. And yeah, you can see, I literally haven't unplugged it from the cushion. So I don't know if that's worth any money. Probably not, but maybe. But I got this, I got the original, fucking press. Like I said, I literally have the original. It's just a CD with StarCraft II written on it. Like what you would burn to fucking play in your car or whatever. But it's like got loads of like StarCraft II assets on and everything. I got the original copy of StarCraft II, the original beta keys and everything still unopened. You know, I mean, I got sent a lot of shit from Activision Blizzard. I got original Cataclysm unopened. They sent me copies of everything because they liked me. They do this now. If you're a friendly journalist, you get a ton of shit off them. I mean, they look after you. I mean, fuck, like I said, I'm good. One last look at the Zerg StarCraft II brooch from 2010. So it's already 8 years old. I got a great ass. I got a great ass. I lost weight. I'm sexy again, guys. You're just going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to accept all you incels who come here because you thought I was like you. You're just going to have to realize, like, Rich was never like you. Rich always got laid. And being a bisexual, I get whatever I want whenever I fucking want it. I got options all the time, you know? So deal with it. You just got to deal with it, right? That I am a fucking sex machine. You just got to deal with that, right? I ain't like you guys. Sorry, never was. So, people are saying, you're gay?
You're not even a real journalist.
No, I just said bisexual.
That's right.
I like to think of myself as trisexual. I'll try anything sexual. What's wrong with that? Grow up. Right. So anyway, let's talk about the fucking Heroes of the Storm, right? So, I got invited to a party. I can't remember what it was for, you know. It was as if people saying I'm a bottom. Also grow up. Come on. I got top tattooed all over my motherfucking face. What are you talking about? So, I can't even... Tops aren't real. Yo. Nah. I've already said it, man. With my dietary habits, I wouldn't wish, like, if someone wants to have a go, do it, man. But, like, you're going to have to fight through the fucking hemorrhoids and everything to get to the good stuff. It ain't worth your while. Like, everybody wins if I'm a top. Me as a bottom? Don't know about that. Don't know about that, my friend. Anyway, so I went to some fucking party. And it was all the Blizzard guys were there. It must have been at a DreamHack or something because they religiously went out to DreamHack because they had really good relationships with them. And it was before Heroes of the Storm launched, right? And I was like, okay, listen. I'm literally hanging out with, like, you know, some of them are still high-level Blizzard employees to this day. And I will not name them. It's not fair. Think a lot's changed since then. Like I say, I'm effectively blacklisted by Blizzard these days. That's the reality. But I was at this party and Blizzard employees were there and Heroes of the Storm was coming out and we all knew it. You know, I knew Heroes of the Storm was coming out. You know, I think they teased like it's getting beta access and stuff. And I was like saying, oh, you know, like, is it okay to, you know, talk about this with you? And they went, yeah, fuck yeah, you know. And we were drunk, you know, we were having beers. And I said, like, well, okay, listen, like, I'm loving being welcomed into the StarCraft 2 community. You know, I love hosting events. I love Blizzard games. I've played since, you know, original Warcraft, you know. So, like, I want you guys to succeed. But I think first thing I want to bring up is you're coming late to the party on MOBAs. Leagues took off. You know, Han is still there. I mean, this was at the time. You know, Han was still hovering. Dota 2. Aren't you worried, you know? Aren't you worried you're coming late to the fucking party? And they said, well, Richard, we're not worried about that. I said, not at all? And they went, no. We're not worried about that at all because we're doing it differently. And I said, well, what are you doing differently? What makes your MOBA different to anyone else's MOBA? And they said, we are not going to make it a game that has an individual focus. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And they went, well, you know how MOBAs are, like, you played League, right, Rich? And I went, yeah, I have, yeah. You ever had that annoying game where someone gets fed, like they get 3 kills in mid and they take the tower and they come to your lane and they fuck your shit up and they finish the game 16-0 and it's over in 20 minutes? And I went, yeah? No, you can't do that in Heroes. You're not going to be able to do that in Heroes. And I went, yeah, but I mean, isn't that kind of part of it? Isn't that kind of the skill? And they went, yeah, but we think that's really off-putting to novice and amateur gamers. So I like said, like, well, I don't know about this as a direction, my friends. Because I know esports fans. I've been writing about esports. I mean, even at this point, I've been writing about esports for 6-7 years. And I said, like, you know, let me tell you what esports fans like. Esports fans like cheering on the best players. In fact, very often, they don't support a team. They support players. And if the player moves org or team or whatever you want to call it, they go with the players because they just love the players. So if you take away mechanics that make it possible for you to stand out as an individual player, inherently, you're already not going to go over with the fans. And then they went, but Richard, you see, you're an idiot. And I went, okay, why? And they went, because we're going to get partnerships with the teams. We're going to beat esports from day one. And I went, oh, right. And they went, so we're going to launch the game and we're going to have a $1 million league like WCS on day one. And then, you know, we want people to cheer on Team Liquid, our partners. You know, we want people to cheer on, you know, whatever, like Evil Geniuses, you know, like just throwing names out there. These aren't the specific names, I can't remember. But they like listed off a bunch of names and they were like saying, we want people to wear those team jerseys. And it doesn't matter who's on Team Liquid or G2 or whoever, you know, you follow the team and the players are different. And I was like going, that's like really limiting from a market perspective, guys. I'm super sorry. I don't want to rain on anyone's parade. No, we're all having a good time and a drink out here. But like, that's just not the esports model as it is. Now, what's interesting is if you think about what they've done in Overwatch, this is how you know I'm not lying. This is how you know this is the truth, right? Because they went and did all this stuff in Overwatch anyway. Yeah, people are already saying it sounds like Overwatch, right? Same as Overwatch. Like, I swear this is all true, you know? Like, I ain't got no reason to lie, you know? Why would I ruin my credibility, like, over Heroes of the fucking Storm? But yeah, so I was like, guys, like, I just said to them, I said, listen, my advice, maybe don't launch with a WCS style league. Maybe keep that $1 million because I think you're going to flop and I think you'd be better off you keep it in your pocket. And I could already see the air was starting to change a little bit. Like everyone's had a drink. You know, maybe I've had a drink. Maybe I'm a bit overbearing with my opinion. I don't know. But I could see. And they were going, well, you're getting it. It was just like the conversation was just starting to shut down. And they were going, well, we think you're wrong. We think you're wrong. And I was like, okay, no worries. Let's talk about something else. Let's just hang out and talk about something else. You know, we moved on and we talked about something else. But yeah, basically, what then went on to happen was Heroes of the Storm launched. I remember playing it. And when it came out, me and Sam, I don't even remember if we streamed this, but me and Sam played it anyway. And Sam, the entire time, was going, this is fucking shit, Bert. This is fucking shit, this is, Bert. This is shit. This is fucking boring, Bert. And there were a lot of problems with it. I mean, if people remember, like, when it came out, there were a lot of issues with it. I mean, like, there was it took a long time to get into a game. Every time you go into a game, it was like different maps. Like sometimes you had the one with the plant things on, sometimes you had the other one, and you know, there's no shops and you had all this stuff to learn. But the bottom line was, it was like, I'm leveling up because of something some other guy's doing. Like, it's largely irrelevant. Teams seem to be as strong as the weakest link. Like, if some clueless cunt didn't know what they were doing, but everyone else, like, vaguely knew, like, that was bad. But if everybody, like, if you didn't have, like, one good player, but everyone was sort of, like, vaguely knew what they were doing, you'd probably win because you didn't have the clueless cunt. And that was kind of how it worked. And it felt, like, just really stale and boring. But, you know, look, do you remember League when it first came out in 2009? It was AIDS. It was like AIDS to the face. It was unbelievable. It was so bad. It looked ugly. It was clunky. There was huge imbalance in the heroes and stuff. You're not even a real journalist. So, you know, League had problems. Dota had problems. I was there. I played fucking Han. I was like, yeah, Han's great. You know? Flip Beastwood. Loved all that, right? But I mean, like, you know, all of these games have problems at launch. You know, there was fundamental imbalance issues. You know, HOTS had some issues. But But then I went and I hosted DreamHack Valencia, Heroes of New Earth. Heroes of the Storm, my bad. I hosted a Heroes of the Storm event in Spain. This is one of the things, because DreamHack really, really loved me back then. They were like, oh, you're going to host all our games. And every time there's a game, we're gonna put you in and make you host it. And I was like, I don't know if you want me to host Heroes of the Storm, like, really. And they're like, no, it's great. So I was on there, and I think it was like me, and I think Todd, who I love, great dude. He messages me all the time, and I always ignore him, and I shouldn't do it. He's a really good guy and a good friend. Also into MMA, RIP now. Check out what Todd's doing. Best Warcraft 3 player of all time, probably. You know, we're always fucking, you know, like, back and forth. Like, we need to hang out more. He came out of Vegas, and I didn't even pick up his calls because I'm an asshole. Anyway, so he was on the desk. I think maybe Kalaris. I can't remember if there was some other dudes. Maybe Nathanius, like, I don't know. I seem to remember Nathanius being there, but I think he might have been there for StarCraft or something. God, busting his balls because he had a girlfriend come. I don't know, whatever. Miss him also. But so while I was doing the show, okay, I just couldn't believe this. When it came to drafting, we had to come out of the game client and we had to log in to a separate website to... And people had to click on the heroes they wanted. And then we had to go back in the game and pick the heroes. Right? And nobody had prepped me for that. So I was on the desk. And I'm like going, and now we're going to get into the draft. Just expecting it to be like any other fucking MOBA. Like, Blizzard, how do you not build a draft function in your client for an eSport? How? It's a MOBA. There's all these other MOBAs out there. You're late to the party. There's no draft component to your client. Fucking hell. Yeah, no captain's mode. So, I'm like, I'm on air, right? I'm on fucking air. And what you have to remember is there were sometimes the drafts were longer than the games. There was an insane amount of time, an additional time. It made a Dota draft look like a fucking 5-minute workout. Like, these drafts took forever. And, like, you know, it was cancer because we were on the fucking desk. And I'd be like going, so what are they going to draft here? And Todd would say, like, oh, well, you know, you get Jim Raynor, obviously. And then it would be like 3 minutes of just dead time while people were like fighting a picket, you know. And it was like, and then Raynor would come up, and then you'd have to go, just like I said 3 minutes ago, they go for Jim Raynor, you know, or whatever the fuck. So I'm doing this, and the first series I think I get through, and the second, but it's really starting to kill the broadcast, man. And you know what I'm like. I just say shit that's in my brain, and it's going to be okay. So I fucking said during the fucking, on air, during the broadcast, I went, why haven't Blizzard put a drafting feature, a captain's mode, into their game? It's really silly, isn't it, guys? And the desk are looking at me like, Todd and all these guys who want to work for Blizzard are looking at me like, yo, dog, like, what? So I'm going, yeah, it's fucking dumb, though. You know, but I'm not saying it like that, you know, but I'm like saying, oh, it's stupid. Like, we have to go to a separate program. It's like dragging a show out. Like, this is like, come on, get your shit together. And then he's looking at me like, well, the thing is, Richard, Heroes of the Storm is a new game. And, you know, and I'm like, but it's a new game that has all these other MOBAs to copy from, you know? And the games, man, I mean, I'm fucking watching the games for real. And they are fucking trash in terms of... You know, I'm trying to get into it because I like to be into the shit I have to talk about professionally. Otherwise, it's a waste of my motherfucking time, you know? I did it with Smite even. You know, I've been around, right? So, I'm watching it. And I'm watching it with the guys. And they're going, oh, well, the thing with this is happening. I'm going, yeah, but, like, I can see that's happening. But, like, it don't really matter, does it, because of this thing? And they're going, oh, well, yeah, it don't. I mean, you know. it'll be all right in a bit. You know, they're all getting the bonus gold. And it was just like, yo, where's the faker in this game? There's never going to be a faker in this game. There's never going to be a dandy in this game. There's never going to be a guy who breaks the fucking paradigm of the fucking game. And it's so good, you can't stop him. It just isn't built that way. It's not mechanically built that way. That's before you get into crazy fucking bullshit like Abatha or, you know, all of that nonsense. Where it's like, I admire experimentation in MOBAs, but like, there's got to be limits, you know? So it was fucking rough. It was really, really rough to watch. That tournament was a fucking disaster in terms of, like, well, I don't know what the viewers did, but then... Like, I got the feedback that I pissed Blizzard off immensely, that by mocking their lack of a captain's mode, which, by the way, Blizzard habitually make mistakes like this. Hearthstone launches without a spectator mode. It's like, guys, you're meant to be the kings of esports, right? Like, you're meant to know this shit. Like, if I know this shit and I never get to work for a company like you, what does it say about you that you fucked this stuff up? Whatever. But yeah, Blizzard set the DreamHack, like, we're not happy with what he said. Like, I was just trying to joke. I was trying to make some fun. Maybe it's some professional. I don't know. But the game had problems. It's very early on in its development. And I wanted it to be better, man. Because one thing I'll always say, the thing I'd always believed, if Blizzard had just made a conventional MOBA instead of trying to fucking reinvent the wheel and do all this fucking crazy shit about, like, reducing the impact of the individual and just used Blizzard and World of Warcraft lore and everything else, they'd have been fine. They'd have really hung in the marketplace. But they didn't want to do that. And instead, they made a game that was, like, pretty much dead on arrival, you know? Like... It's just how it is. And listen, I'll also say this. Like, you will notice that with the talent trees going into Dota 2, it's not like Heroes of the Storm didn't contribute anything positive to the MOBA space. It's just unfortunate that it was all implemented better by other MOBAs that had bigger player bases. So, anyway... Let's fast forward another little bit, right? Let's get ahead in time. And, hang on, let me drink some of this. Right. What? What have I done? What is that thump noise? This? Just me banging my chair, dog. Yeah, banging my desk. Is that all right? Can I do that? Is that a problem? I thought you said Trump noise. What the fuck is that? So anyway. So let's fast forward a little bit. And like, Heroes of the Storm was already fucking starting to struggle. And, you know... wasn't breaking the ground that it happened, that it should have probably had. And Heroes of the fucking Dorm comes out, right? And you probably don't know this. A lot of people don't know this. But like, a lot of people think that Heroes of the Dorm was like ESPN wanting to get into esports, right? And they just chose Heroes of the Storm to do it. Wrong. Blizzard was so adamant to double down and push Heroes of the Storm as the eSport, they paid ESPN for Heroes of the Dorm. I have this on good authority from multiple people who worked on ESPN production that actually it was the other way. You know, now, you know, you pay to broadcast Overwatch, you pay to broadcast, you know, Counter-Strike, you buy the license. Blizzard paid ESPN to broadcast Heroes of the Dorm. So, you know, you already start to understand how this stuff is, it's fucked up and why they start to lose money on the project, you know? Like, I remember hearing that and I was going, oh no, because I don't even know if you have to do that, but they really wanted, like, ESPN were definitely interested in showing some esports broadcast, but they were looking at all of the stuff that was jumping off at the time, and Blizzard basically came in and said, like, if we pay for ESPN to broadcast this stuff, it's going to put us front and center, especially with the ties to collegiate esports. So let's fucking pay, you know? So the first Heroes of the Dorm was a paid spot. I don't know about the others. I didn't talk to anyone about it after the fact. But the first Heroes of the Dorm, to my understanding, was a paid... It was promotional. It was basically an advertisement that ESPN and Blizzard decided to do and as a joint venture. And Blizzard honestly thought that with a slick ESPN production, somehow it would make everyone at home go, oh, wow, especially with the collegiate angle. And it just didn't. And again, you can see how they start applying this lesson to Overwatch and why Overwatch is a complete load of manufactured garbage. Even in their financial report announced, they've admitted Overwatch players are down. Because they have to admit these things, because you can't lie to shareholders. Their monthly average users are down. Profit from Overwatch is down. You want to know the only thing that makes Overwatch profitable? The Overwatch League. The Overwatch League makes it profitable because they've managed to con a bunch of people into fucking paying, you know?
Thanks for the great stream. I just want you to know that even though we are your abandoned child, the non-retarded CSGO community still miss your presence, yet appreciate your content.
Well, thank you very much. Listen, you know, I ain't going anywhere. I said, 2019, I'm going to focus on streaming and just being me, being who I am. You know, I see people fucking that are way less fucking talented and less interesting than me. You know, holding lots of people as streamers. Fuck it, I can do that. I can tell a story or two. So let me show you, actually. Let me see if I can find this financial report for you. Because I don't know. Is it a downloaded PDF or can I view it online? The form turn. Yeah, I think. Oh, actually, no. Can I view this as an HTML? Oh, here we go. Yeah. Right, this may work, dude. Let me just show you. Because, you know, like, listen, I'm down. Well, XSplit. Sorry, homies. You get HTML from 1990. My bad. Thanks, XSplit. Anyway, like, I might just put a link in a chat. You guys can go dig through this if you want. But yeah, basically, use OBS. Sorry, buddy, I'm too fucking, I'm too mentally frail to do that. OBS blows my mind. I can't do it. It's like looking at the Matrix for me. So anyway, basically, I'll put the link in the chat. You guys can go get this, go get that bread, as they say. Here it is. Have at it, my friends. I don't know why the filing date was November the 8th and I just came across it today, but you know, or yesterday, but whatever. So you can go and have a look, but basically in their financial records, it's like they're always talking about how their profits in other areas are offsetting the failures in other areas. And I don't think it's any coincidence that the Q3 filings go in and they decide to cut Heroes of the Storm Esports. Heroes of the Storm Esports was a big money sink. It was a massive money sink. Had no endemic scene, man. I mean, this is a reality. In fact, actually, yo, okay. I was going to put a report about this since it's y'all here. And there's like 800 of you or something. You're all good people. You know me, I never tell no lies. And like to be straight with my audience, and you know, I gotta go and eat these eggs real soon. Keep one eye on the light out my curtain. So let me just tell you, right. So I had a few of the refugees, like Blizzard refugees, reach out to me, basically tell me some stuff, and like I said, I'm gonna write it all up in a report for VP Esports. But they basically said that they made the long-term devs, they started moving them off in the middle of this year, so around about June, July, but they kept the esports devs on, so the people who deal with the esports development and everything else, And they got told like 5 days ago. They got told like 5 days ago, right, we're pulling the plug. Here's the NDAs. You're signing these NDAs and you can't tell any players, any organizations, anyone, right? So all the contractors, all the freelancers, they found out from the blog post. So that's how it went down, dog. And I got that from three separate sources. So, I mean, I don't know. It's pretty bad, right? But basically, if you were if you were already moved, or if you were part of the esports division, you get to stay and work for Blizzard, but you, here's an NDA, like, can't tip anyone off. You must absolutely, like, just have radio silence on this. And, you know, it gets especially annoying because I don't know if you saw, let me see if I can find this tweet for you. My friend Sarah Mueller, and again, this is ties in what I was talking about right at the start when I first started talking about this, about how Blizzard have friendlies, and if you're friendly, you get everything. You get told everything. You get access to everything. Sarah Mueller was the person who said that me, Monte Cristo, Sir Scoots, being on a panel of esports luminaries and experts is bad because we're white men. And I'm like, I can't think of anyone that's done more for esports journalism than me, but okay, sorry. Fuck me, I guess. Now, whenever I get asked to join panels, I'm just like, nah, I'm a white male. I'm out. It's not even worth the hassle, dude. Like, you know, you saw my reaction to the game Games Awards, you know, with Jeff Keighley. And I just said, like, listen, if you, you know, I messaged him and I said, if you ever do decide to go for an esports panel, like, don't ask me to be on it, because if you do, you're going to get called a Nazi and I'll get called a Nazi and we'll deal with all that white fucking male. Here's the thing. 10 years from now, it'll probably be a 50-50 split. But unfortunately, the progenitors of esports were white dudes. Like, you know, there was a barrier to entry for PC games. I went to the events back in the day. There weren't no women. I didn't see black guys. I saw black guys on consoles. That's obviously a big global socioeconomic, you know, there's reasons behind that. I don't support those reasons. I'm not prejudiced to anyone, but I am an expert in my field. Can I help other people, like, come up by lending them my expertise? No, you're a white male. Okay, right. Well, I'm glad we had this talk. You know, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. But now I won't go on panels. I've been asked. I left the UK panel I was on, the UK esports panel. I was like the mentor for journalists. It would have benefited many women journalists, many male journalists, but people attacked me and said, you're a white male, you shouldn't be on the panel. So I just left. So now my expertise stays in the closet. It's just where it is, man. Like, it's fucked up. Anyway, so this Sarah Mueller character who's attacked, you know, and then pretended, oh, I'm not saying it's because you're a white male, even though I explicitly used the words, it's the panel's too white and too male. Listen, so she said this, and this tells you all you need to know. Sarah Mueller has written many positive stories about Blizzard, almost endlessly positive stories. I love Overwatch, I love it, it's diverse, it's representative. Even though I've known about this for a week, it doesn't hurt any less. Heroes was the first esport I covered over 3 years ago, and the one that got me into this awesome industry. I will always cherish the great friends I made through the scene. Rest in peace. So you've known about it for a week, but the contractors found out from the blog post you're referencing, you know, the fucking the commentators and people like that, they didn't know. Org owners who got told, hey, it's, you know, there will, you, it's fine, sign your sponsor, sign your team for next year, nothing's gonna change. You got told that 4 weeks ago, but you've known for a week. As a journalist, you said nothing. So you've known about this for a week, didn't report it. Did you sign an NDA? What are you signing an NDA for if you're a journalist? I don't think she did sign an NDA, just to be clear. I think she just kept secrets because she's friends with Blizzard. Well, I'm glad you're lecturing me about why I can't tell journalists what to not, what they should and shouldn't do. You're definitely a paragon of fucking virtue in that regard. So, whatever. So, yeah, do I feel fucking sorry? Do I feel sorry for fucking all the people involved in fucking HOTS? Yeah, man. 100%, dude. They got fucked. Not because Blizzard don't have a right to shut down an eSport. Not because you shouldn't prepare for the inevitability that an eSport might fucking end. But you should abso-fucking-lutely, you know, if you've contributed to a scene that a big corporation has profited from, they should have the fucking common decency to come to you and just say, like, listen, guys, like, I don't know if you want to re-up with your team. Save yourself some money. We ain't doing a season next year. And then it's like people go, oh, it's sad. At least I didn't drop like $100,000. And it was sad. The commentators, shit, man. Reach out to the commentators. Tell them, like, listen, we're Blizzard. We've had Nathanius in StarCraft, you know, all of these games. Like, we will consider you for other games. Like, this isn't the end. Like, say it, right? No, you don't do it. But you're tipping off your journalists, like, oh, hey, Sarah, just a heads up. Thanks for the PR down the years, but Heroes of the Storm is dead. Don't be sad. You telling any of the people who need to know? No, just you. Okay, cool. Good. Good times. Good fucking times. That's Blizzard, man. That's what they are now. They don't give a fuck about anything. Give me positive press or fuck your mother. Give me your fucking, you know, give me profit or fuck you. Give me, you know, we got to do that shit for the shareholders. Old school Blizzard is dead, man. Activision reigns supreme. The end. You know, and again, like, just to brazenly tweet this, and you can see, like, top report, wait, you've known about this a week and told no one? That's so fucked up. Some reporting a week in advance. Why, like, you know, if I'd have known, I'd have reported it. And I'm not even a reporter. Like, I'm a fucking producer now, or whatever the fuck. Shocking, isn't it, man? I tell shitty bedtime stories. Do I? Don't. I'll read William Burroughs on air and then just go to bed. I'll go to get breakfast and then go to bed. I don't give a fuck. But, so, you know, be careful what you wish for. I'll read you the worst bedtime story of your fucking life. I'll read you a creepy pasta and a creepy voice. Fuck up your whole life. So. But this is what I mean, you know? So listen, things that are true. Blizzard has a list of homers, right? Homers, people that they rely upon for, you know, positive fucking footage, no matter what. Positive coverage, sorry, no matter what. She's one of them. If you deviate, you know, they become like Riot in this regard, you know? I mean, I saw Epic Games. I shouldn't say anything. I don't want to upset the makers of Fortnite. Epic Games did something pretty fucked up. I'll probably send the stream on that. I'll finish off the Heroes of the Storm stuff. The bottom line about Heroes of the Storm was it was a project that was never going to succeed in its current form. Unfortunately, for good or ill, esports has to be about individual agency. That's a core tenet of all the best esports. Quake, it's all about you. StarCraft, it's all about you. When you play Counter-Strike, it doesn't matter how bad things get, it's about you. The most frustrating esports are the ones where it's like, even if you play immensely well and you can't carry, but most MOBAs, you can carry most games if you're good enough. When you create a model where it's like some weird fucked up team, and actually it's about the weakest link in the chain rather than the strongest, I don't know what to say about that as a design choice. I think it had a fundamental flaw at its core. I'll also add the engine that the game is built into. I don't know if you remember what it was like to get through games, because I don't know how many of you played this. You would queue for a long, like, in a game, here's a loading screen. Now, you know, but like, fuck, it took a while. I remember it being like, I like, you know, like, think about what, like, Black Ops 4 does now, right? You click on, queue up, wow, I'm in. You know, Fortnite, I think I wait 10 seconds to get into a fucking lobby. Like, you can't be waiting 5 minutes or more. Like, what the fuck is that, dude? Reeks of dead game. So, yeah, and then, yeah, good fucking point, Sup1212. When you used to disconnect from HOT, the game was so fucked up because of how the engine would work. Like, it would take you ages to reconnect. You would miss huge swathes of the game. Here's the madness. If you disconnected and it took you like 5 minutes to reconnect, in Dota, that would be cataclysmic. Missing out on 5 minutes of farm, 5 minutes of XP, you know, like, it would be really, really bad. You'd be a massive disadvantage. Not in HOTS. Just didn't matter. It was just a pain in the balls. Like, you'd still win a game. Fuck off. So, yeah, it had problems. It had problems. And I don't know how many of those problems it's fixed. I ain't played it in about 2 years. But, It was clear that the way it was coded was designed to be team-centric. That's not what esports fans want. That's not what players want. And I, like I say, I feel sorry. I think Blizzard let everybody down. I think Blizzard let everybody down in terms of how they programmed the game, in terms of how they what they focused on in the game, and the esports side of things. Completely artificial. They didn't grow it at an organic pace. They created, it reminds me a little bit of CGS in the sense, there's a lot of people right now who have very unreal expectations. Like, I saw some tweets that I don't necessarily agree with, like from people who work as commentators and all that, and they're going, well, I planned my whole 2019. Dude, don't even, this is esports, don't even plan your next fucking week, by the way, let alone on a game that everyone knows is in the fucking toilet. Like, you should have been already looking at getting into another game in 2018 if you had a brain. But you didn't. You thought it was going to last forever. Hard to have sympathy with people like that. But also, I know there were people who were asking in July, what's going on in 2019? Don't know. Asking in August, what's going on in 2019? Don't know. People asking just a week ago, what's going on? Can't tell you. Got an NDA. Brilliant. You know, like, Your silence hurt a lot of people, hurt a lot of families, no doubt. So, fuck them. You know? That's what I mean. It's like, listen, you know how I am. Like, you can have situations where everybody's wrong. Like, you know, there were some people out there who were going, oh my God, I'd completely invested in Heroes of the Storm in 2019. I really thought I was going to be a big... Like, no, listen, brother. I don't know what people were telling you, but like, I'm not even a guy like that's like super smart, but I could have told you probably maybe start commentating on another game, probably pick up some Rocket League or something, you know, pick up a game that has a bright future, an upward trajectory, you know, get into that. Maybe don't go down with a Titanic on this one.